Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I hope your day is going well in the Lord and you're standing strong. Praise God for every day He gives us. So today I thought I would do some sister sharing on growing where we are, where God called us, you know, because He planted us where He did for a reason. And I thought I would start with this, Acts 2, 46 and 47. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And that is such a great beginning to the body of Christ, and with God adding to it. And it's really a good example of how believers are to be if they have such a body, which is rare. And then we see it wasn't long after that the saints were scattered. And we hear Apostle Paul tells us and warns us about the false teachers coming in. And Jesus talks about false teachers and ravenous wolves and all this wickedness and heresy that's going to be going on. So we see this great growth in the body, and then we see this diminishing. And we see that diminishing more and more as we go in the last days. But anyway, with that scattering that went on, we see it goes along with what Jesus said for us to do in Mark 16:15. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then we see this also, Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And so what we see is we're sent forth to do the works that our Father has for us. And what that means is if we're all scattered, we're already out there doing what we're supposed to. And then within our daily lives, we go about doing what we're supposed to with the preaching the gospel, a good witness and everything. And we also see a warning from Jesus that the love is going to wax cold. So what I'm doing is building the case here for how we see it rising up in the beginning, the body of Christ. And then it's sent out into the world. Not one big nucleus all sitting there. It's everybody out doing what they're supposed to be doing. And in these last days, even if there are bodies of Christ, they're few and far between. And the saints are rare and precious. And we see this. Jesus even warns us that the love is going to wax cold. And then He says this, Luke 18:8. I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? So as we look at this whole picture, we see the importance of being diligent and faithful where God has planted us and growing in Him where we are. And then it's really hard to wrap our mind around that, you know, because we love the Lord and we want everybody else to, but we do see that many people are going to hate Him and many will perish. Few find it. Many are on the wide road. So that should put an urgency in us within our lives to do the works that the Lord has. And so we need to understand the importance of working diligently, preaching the gospel, shining His light of truth, and being a good witness, an example right where God planted us. And I wanted to read Matthew 9:37-38. Then saith He unto His disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into His harvest. And so God already has us out in the fields laboring for Him. And then He's adding to the body, which is scattered all over, wherever He wants them. And then they're growing up as a laborer in the field. And so He has His laborers out in the fields. And so what I wanted to do for encouragement for us, you know, because there isn't what we see in the beginning, and we're seeing what we've already been warned about coming in the end. And so I thought I would give us some encouragement and look at some of the saints in the Bible that were in situations they probably would rather not have been in. But then we can see the results of them being faithful and growing right where God planted them. And so they didn't worry about their flesh and their feelings, and they probably would have preferred to be elsewhere. But with their great faith, many lives have been impacted through their faithfulness. And so I'm just going to kind of go through a few of these. Joseph, he was sold into slavery and he was in Egypt, but look how God used him greatly. And Daniel, we can see the influence of his faith on the king, and Right, that's right. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right along with that, they were thrown in the fire, and the king was greatly influenced by their faith. And then let's look at Esther. She was paraded before the king and then made to be his wife. And look at the great part she played in saving the Jews. And Ruth, leaving her land, going into a foreign land, and is the part of Jesus' lineage. And Abigail, who was married to that wicked king, she helped divert a lot of destruction and ended up being married to David. And then we know Moses was raised as an Egyptian. So far, we look at all these people and see the situations they were in that were not the most optimum. But look at how God used them right where they were. And we can't forget Job, who is a great influence on everybody throughout the years that have read the Bible. I mean, all of these people have. But, you know, every saint that we run into says, yeah, Job has really been like a foundation for them to help them get through all their trials, because Job was shown, he even lost his, like, his flesh, his physical health through Satan, and he stood fast to the Lord. And here's kind of an odd one, Jonah. You know, even though he ran away from God, the Lord still had plans for him, and God's will was going to be done. So here's an example of somebody running and not doing what God wants him to do. And when he relented and finally was obedient to God, look what happened. All those people in Nineveh were spared their death. And so that's a good example not to try to run away from what God has for us to do. And of course, we have the prophets and the disciples that were killed. And by their obedience, and in many of the situations, I mean, look at all the things Apostle Paul had to go through. I'm sure a lot of them would rather have run off and just led a nice little life in the country, you know, being quiet and doing their own thing. But we see that's not God's will necessarily. And of course, we have the greatest example, the utmost greatest example, Jesus. And he even asked God to remove the cup from him. But he surrendered his will, and he was obedient all the way until the end. What would have happened if he wasn't? If he was longing or looking for something else, wanting to get out of his situation, not trusting in God for the whole plan. I mean, these people had to trust in God that there had to be something going on that they didn't know. And we have to be submitting our will to the Lord and fully laying down our life for him, in order to get to that trust and just obediently working what is in front of us. And, you know, be faithful to the Lord, sisters, and endure through this life with the joy and peace that Jesus promised us. He said in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So we're warned. We're going to have tribulation. And God knows it. And he knows the tribulation that he put us right in or has us in. And we need to just trust in him, obediently and faithfully follow him, in joy and peace and contentment, knowing and trusting. I mean, there's so many other examples of saints in the Bible that they just trusted in the Lord and did his will, did our work while we're here. And we have another example or another encouragement from Apostle Paul, who gives us an example of what we should be doing. 2 Timothy 2:3-4. And this, I use this a lot, and I'm going to keep using it because it's basically kind of like an eye-opener and wakes a person up, you know, and somebody's might be, a sister said it, you know, praise God we sisters don't do self-pity or pity parties or something like that, you know. We have to keep our eyes and our mind focused on what Christ has done. He was our greatest example. And if we keep our eyes focused on him and what he did for us and what lies ahead for us, none of this really matters. I mean, it's just the works that we're supposed to do. It's our reasonable service that we're to do unto the Lord. And what God wants us to do, we're his vessel. He can have us do whatever he wants. And so anyway, this is good. This is a good strengthener. I love this one because it kind of tells a person, get up and get going. 2 Timothy 2:3-4. "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." So We are soldiers for the Lord, sisters, and we have works to do before us. So let us not look at our lives and go, oh, I wish I had something different or this or that, or why do I have to put up with this and that, and I can't see any results or anything. We have a lot of examples of people just pressing through, and on the other side, we get to see, we see from looking backwards at them, what the Lord has been doing and the good works that came of it. And we may never see the good works that God is doing in the people around us, but people ahead of us might. And so anyway, I'm going to leave us with this, Revelation 3, 20 through 22. And I actually wasn't even going to read this until I did a little audio for some sisters. And I read this to them and I was like, hey, this would fit perfectly in here. So I'm going to share it with all of you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. All right, sister. So hold fast. You are sister soldier saints. Love to you all. May God be praised.